The multi-regional hypothesis is based almost entirely on fragmentary human remains, on this incomplete jigsaw we were talking about. The fossil evidence, actually, incomplete as it is, does not tend to support the multi-regional hypothesis. Furthermore, as I just said, and this is a very fundamental point, DNA extracted from a Neanderthal limb bone in Germany shows that there was complete incompatibility in terms of DNA from those archaic Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, with modern humans, to the point that they couldn't interbreed. And if this applies to Neanderthals, it probably applies to other areas as well. And it seems increasingly likely that modern humans evolved in one area, and that area is Africa. I say this with some confidence, because there is a new tool that has been applied to the origins of humans, which has given us a startling new perspective on this whole problem. And that is molecular biology. This new approach has played a decisive role in the debate, to the point that most scholars now believe that modern humans did indeed evolve in Africa. The basis for this is mitochondrial DNA. Now, this particular form of DNA is inherited only through the maternal line. It is female DNA. It does not mix with or become diluted by paternal DNA. This means that you've got a sort of chain of a potentially reliable link between modern and ancestral populations. This approach, which was refined in the 1980s, has involved mitochondrial DNA analysis of women from all the continents, not just Africans, Europeans, Asians, Pacific Islanders. And it shows that the differences between all these women are very small, which suggests, and this is the fundamental point, that they split off from one another relatively recently. However, and this is where the fun really starts, the Africans in this sample displayed enough differences from the others to suggest that they were much earlier. It suggests that the Africans developed from diverse forms of mitochondrial DNA, more diverse forms than other present-day populations elsewhere in the world. How did this happen? Because they had more time to develop such mutations. When they discovered this, the scientists were excited, carried out further research, and developed an even larger database of nuclear DNA and of blood groups and enzymes. And together, these databases display a primary split between Africans and non-Africans. Then later, a split between Eurasians and Southwest Asians. This data implies an early split in Africa, a dispersal of population from Africa, and then another split or bifurcation in Asia. This is a very complex debate. The chronology of it is subject to considerable argument. The methods are being continually refined. But enough research has been done to strongly hint that modern humans evolved in Africa, and that the ancestral Homo sapiens populations may have lived in Africa between 200 and 100,000 years ago. When this discovery was first announced, there was a great deal of excitement and loose discussion about an African Eve from a Garden of Eden in Africa, a female, a primordial female, who was the first modern human. This, of course, is nonsense, because geneticists look at populations, not individuals.